Hi, I'm Bill Allman, President of the Adhesive and Sealant Council, and welcome to the latest edition of our monthly podcast. Each episode, we'll be discussing some of the biggest issues and trends affecting our industry and look at what this means to our membership. To make sure you don't miss out on future shows, hit the subscribe button. We hope you enjoy the program. Hello, and thank you for joining me on Connected to ASC. Today I'm going to share with you why this is one of my favorite times of the year. Yes, the fall foliage and cool evenings around the fire pit are major pluses, but the real reason I enjoy this time of year is because I'm able to reflect on the impactful accomplishments that we, you as an ASC member working with us on the ASC board and staff, have achieved together this year, and to share the exciting programs, networking events, and valuable services we are planning for you next year. And if you're currently not a member of the Adhesive and Sealant Council, please do continue listening to this episode. Why? Because I'm confident that by the end of my talk today, you will be convinced that investing in an ASC membership will be one of the best decisions you will make in 2023. So let's briefly talk about our shared accomplishments this year. And indeed, these achievements are shared. Without you, ASC is unable to deliver the services and programs that support you and your teams year-round, simply put. If you are a member this year, you likely agree with me that 2022 is one for the history books, as a great sense of normalcy returned following 2 years of pandemic separation. For the first time since 2019, in-person events were held throughout the year. You saw customers, suppliers, old friends and coworkers in 3D rather than over a computer screen. It was exciting and certainly a reward worth waiting for. The biggest highlight, of course, was the 10th World Adhesive and Sealant Conference, also known as WAC 2022, in April. This global event brought together more than 1,250 attendees from around the world over 3 days. The expo also featured an impressive number of exhibitors. The energy and networking were electric. It is hardly bearable having to wait for the next one 4 years from now in London. Together, we also launched the ASC Sustainability Initiative, assisting our members with educational tools and forums to discuss sustainability's role throughout the adhesive and sealant value chain. There were also many ways in which, through your support and participation, ASC recognized major industry achievements. For example, at WAC 2022, we recognized Avery Dennison for outstanding product innovation. We also inducted Jim Owens, President and CEO of H.B. Fuller Company, as our first inductee into the ASC Hall of Fame. Someone through his career in the adhesive and sealant industry has made significant contributions to the betterment of the industry we represent. Again this year, we also supported future generations of leaders in the adhesive and sealant industry by awarding 6 ASC scholarships totaling $6,500 to outstanding students pursuing a degree in science or business. And as a reminder, this is a special benefit only available to ASC members. As a primary source of technical education for our industry, ASC and our members continue to have great success this year with delivering on this core value. We educated 1,100 industry professionals through the ASC Training Academy. We provided more than $394,000 in free content to ASC Training Academy Certificate Program subscribing companies year to date through webinars and coursework. We presented 15 webinars, including educational, market and economy focused, and free product specific webinars. And we celebrated 76 new graduates from the TAC program for a total of 570 graduates since 2016. The ASC staff also hit the road to visit with you at your facilities and also at other industry conferences across the country. Altogether, 2022 was a highly successful year thanks to the many achievements we accomplished together. 2 very important deadlines to remember before the end of the year this year. The Innovation Award that we will be presenting in New Orleans next April, the deadline for submitting applications is the end of January. So please do remember to submit your application. Visit the ASC homepage for more details on how to do that. Additionally, the ASC Scholarship Program deadline for submitting an application is February 1st of next year. So if you have a child, stepchild, grandchild, please do encourage them to apply for one of ASC's scholarships. It's a great way on giving back to the future generations of our industry. And we have much planned for 2023 that I'm excited to share with you. Among the highlights to look forward to are a new North American market report to help you identify market trends and forecasts, launching the new International Day of Adhesives in association with our regional partners in Europe, FICA, and in Asia, Iraq, promoting the ASC membership at end-user trade shows, including PAC Expo, World of Concrete, The Battery Show, The Fastener Show, Chemex, and the International Roofing Expo. And of course, connecting you with your industry colleagues at the ASC Annual Convention and Expo in New Orleans, April 17th through the 19th. Also at the Executive Leadership Conference and Emerging Leaders Workshop in Florida, October 23rd through the 25th. And the ASC Sustainability Forum in Louisville, Kentucky, September 18th through the 20th. We will also be launching a new association management software providing members a better member user experience, such as registering for events, purchasing products from ASC's online store, or simply navigating the ASC website. Also, continued engagement with committees and task forces that will again be addressing some of the most important issues and opportunities to move the adhesive and sealant industry forward. Lastly, we're launching a new learning management software for easier access and a better user experience for our tax subscribers and students in ASC's educational programs and services. Also next year, our current long-range plan will come to an end, and we will begin discussing a new three-year long-range plan. As a reminder, our strategic focus these past 2 years has been in three primary areas: sustainability, end-user engagement, and advocacy. Who knows what the next discussion will bring when we talk about the next three-year plan next year, but there will be a call to action, and I do encourage all of our members to participate in that process. It's a great way, as a member, having a seat at the table, set the course and the direction of the organization for the next 3 years. So please do be looking for that call to action sometime late next year to begin putting that process together in early 2024. And we also will see transition in 2023 on the ASC Board of Directors. Heather Compe, our current chair of the board, who has done a tremendous job supporting the organization and, more importantly, the industry, will be ending her term at the end of this year. And we will welcome to the chair position Forrest Driggs with Franklin International, who is also no stranger to ASC and has done a fantastic job serving as the ASC treasurer the past 2 years. And we really look forward to what he will bring to the organization and what his priorities will be as well. And then we will also be welcoming Tom Stewart with Bostic, who has been a part of the ASC board for many years as well. And we look forward to his perspectives and what he brings to the treasurer role beginning next year. To conclude, fall is indeed a great season for many reasons. As a member of the ASC, you know it also means a time of reflection on the many valuable accomplishments and also a time to look ahead. Thanks to all of you who tuned in. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you like and follow us so you don't miss out on future shows. Bye for now.